In a world increasingly governed by complexity and a relentless demand for acute attention to detail, the narrative around overthinkers demands a nuanced understanding. Often mislabeled as a hindrance, the depth of their contemplation brings forth a spectrum of unrecognized strengths, particularly in the workplace. This story aims to unravel the layers of overthinking, exploring both its challenges and its surprising advantages, especially when it comes to teamwork and problem-solving in professional environments. At first glance, overthinkers might appear burdened by their incessant rumination. Their minds, a labyrinth of thoughts and possibilities, often lead them down rabbit holes of analysis over seemingly simple decisions. This characteristic, frequently interpreted as indecisiveness or procrastination, is actually a manifestation of their deep-seated desire to make the right decision. They ponder every angle, anticipate every outcome, and weigh every consequence, not out of fear or uncertainty but out of a profound sense of responsibility and diligence. The story of Alex, a team leader in a bustling marketing firm, serves as a compelling illustration of the latent power of overthinking. Alex, known among colleagues for his meticulous nature, often found himself lost in thought, analyzing client briefs and campaign strategies with an intensity that puzzled his peers. To some, his behavior seemed excessive, a waste of time in an industry governed by tight deadlines and quick turnarounds. However, Alex's ability to foresee potential pitfalls and his knack for innovative solutions soon became apparent. His team, initially skeptical of his methods, began to appreciate the depth of his insights. Alex's overthinking, once seen as a flaw, emerged as a formidable asset. He could predict client reactions with uncanny accuracy, preemptively address concerns before they were raised, and craft campaigns that resonated on a level deeper than his peers could conceive. His attention to detail, a direct result of his overthinking, ensured that projects under his guidance were executed flawlessly, often exceeding client expectations. The transformation within Alex's team was profound. They learned that overthinking, when channeled effectively, could lead to unparalleled thoroughness and creativity. They began to see the value in diving deep, in not just accepting the surface level but in questioning, exploring, and dissecting until what remained was not just good but exceptional. This revelation extended beyond the confines of their projects. The team started to recognize the broader applications of embracing overthinking in their professional lives. They found that overthinkers, with their heightened sense of awareness and sensitivity to nuances, were excellent at reading room dynamics and navigating complex interpersonal situations. Their ability to detect subtle shifts in tone, body language, and facial expressions made them invaluable in client negotiations, where understanding unspoken concerns and anticipations could make or break a deal. Moreover, overthinkers' loyalty and their deep-rooted need for trust transformed the workplace culture. Their commitment to their work and the people they worked with fostered an environment of mutual respect and dedication. Teams became more cohesive, supportive, and, importantly, more successful. The realization that overthinkers could be the glue holding a team together, ensuring stability and consistency, was a revelation to many. However, integrating overthinkers into a team is not without its challenges. Their propensity to dwell on problems and potential errors can lead to delays and frustrations if not managed properly. It requires a delicate balance, a recognition of when to let them run their course and when to gently steer them back on track. Leaders like Alex found success by setting clear boundaries and deadlines, providing structured feedback, and fostering an environment where overthinking was seen not as a flaw but as a strength to be harnessed. In conclusion, the journey to understanding and valuing overthinkers in a professional setting is multifaceted. It involves dispelling myths, recognizing the unique contributions they bring to the table, and learning how to integrate their deep thinking abilities into the fabric of a team's operations. Overthinkers, with their intricate thought processes, their unwavering dedication, and their keen perceptiveness, can indeed be a valuable asset to any team. They push boundaries, challenge norms, and elevate standards, proving that sometimes, thinking too much can be just the right amount. In embracing overthinkers, we find not just the key to unlocking their potential but also to fostering a work environment that is thoughtful, thorough, and transformative. Their presence reminds us that in the rush to act, the value of contemplation should not be overlooked. In a world that prizes speed and efficiency, overthinkers teach us that there is also strength in caution, depth in deliberation, and immense value in seeing what others might miss.